What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? I have Miss Dina Lewis running in the 7th District here for council. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, you know, it'll be good that she come in and makes a difference. I'm born and raised in church here. I don't live in church here now, but I was born and raised in church.
Well, you ought to come back.
Hey, you know, I see all my family live over there.
All right, okay.
All the time.
I'll cut you some slack on that one.
What would you like if, as having family members there and being a person that knows a lot about Church Hill, what would you like to see Miss Lewis, did I say Miss or Mrs. Lewis?
It's Miss.
Miss Lewis?
Yeah.
To do if she wins this position?
Number one, fix some abandoned houses up.
Actually, that's top on my list. That is, and what I'd really like to do is put something in place to take care of like the absentee homeowners, people that have bought a lot of properties and just letting them sit and basically rot. I'd like to do something about that.
Yeah,
Ms. Lewis.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you don't need to say no more. You one more thing I'm gonna ask you, and I know I'm gonna vote for you then if you approved us. Are you coming to the church here reunion?
Yeah, Saturday I'll be there. I'll definitely be there.
Hey, hold up. What is the Church Hill reunion?
It's Thursday.
What is it?
It's like, you know, the people that live in Church Hill that been going to schools and stuff, we just get together, just like the West End reunion.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that George Mason Saturday?
I'll be there on Saturday, and actually I'm going to be bringing something with me. Last year, I was driving down Broad Street and I saw this thing in the road, and it was right there next to the park. And I stopped and I went out to pick it up, and it was a Sony DVD case. It was like a portable DVD case, and it had this really nice mini DVD player in it with all these DVDs and photographs and on it. And I've been trying to find the guy that dropped it for a year, so I'm bringing that case with me. I've got his picture right there on some of the DVDs, so I'm going to be bringing that, trying to give this man back his property.
Okay, Ms. Lewis,
yes, sir.
You got my vote, and I'm going to put your name out, and a whole lot of people that I know, I'm going to make sure they vote for Ms. Lewis.
Say Lewis, it's really easy.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
I know you agree, because you're coming to the church every year.
I'll be there. I don't have any buttons or anything, but just ask for me, and hopefully people will point me out.
I will.
Appreciate it. See you on Saturday.
Bless.
Hey, thank you.
Mike, yeah.
Mike, break them all some proper, because these just don't get.
See ya! All right. Well, there you go. Now, that you got some supporters out there.
I got one.
Well, I think that, you know, people are listening. They're listening to 1450 AM. I hear from people every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but I want to talk seriously, because when you go into Church Hill, you're dealing with a lot of other problems, and we're going to get into those, but let's take the callers.
Okay.
Caller, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. First of all, thank you for coming into the station today. Ma'am, it seems to me that Representative, or should I say Governor Tim Kaine, is not doing a very good job of stimulus money. The paper said today that another 600 employees at the states will be cut, and also state employees will take one day off with pay. Now, I'm just trying to figure out between the road situation getting cut with the city and the state workers and the rest stops being cut. What is he doing to manage the money? I mean, what's going on?
I don't know. From what I understand, Richmond is supposed to get approximately $58 million worth of stimulus money, and I've honestly just started looking into it, trying to see where it's going. So that's going to be a little bit of research on my part.
Because my problem is this, that former governor and former mayor Doug Wilder received two awards, and I'm sure, Mr. Lee, I'm sure you're familiar with that, are you not, sir?
Yes.
And my problem is this, back during that time, the economics were far worse. I mean, he was even trying to keep the retired people from getting their retirement money, you know, that was the thing to do that. Because the person that ran his lieutenant governor, I mean, Mr. Lee, I don't know if you remember this, but him and his lieutenant governor had a big ha-ha where he had to come in and sue her. And then vote with Democrats. So I'm just saying, I'm not satisfied with what Tim Kaine is doing. And then we have a mayor here in the city of Richmond. Again, there's something called, I think, the Rainy Day Fund. where they cut like 1.5 million out of Richmond Park Recreation. But yet now we're seeing about them looking at Powhatan, the jail. They're supposed to be trying to redistrict that and move people out to Cumberland. I'm like, what's going on? You know, more jobs are leaving, but stimulus package money's coming in, but what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask this question. When you're talking about $58 million coming into the city of Richmond, you being on council,
mm-hmm.
how much is coming over to where you're going to be representing Churchill?
That's something I need to look into. I've taken a look at the graph that they've got online, and they've got it charted out for different areas that are going to be going into Richmond. But I was not able to find anything that said what does the 7th district get. So I'm still digging for that information. But if I was on council, believe me, I'd be in there digging for everything that Churchill needs, for everything the 7th district needs.
Hey, Mr. Lee, can I ask one more question?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, now, ma'am, are you familiar when former Representative Lambert was on?
No.
No. You know, he was a chairman of the Ways and Means kind of Finance Committee in Richmond. Back then, it seemed like when Richmond needed money, with him being a major player, you know, because his team is Shawty, he was bringing money in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see Blue Dog, Dixiecrats, all kinds of Democrats call them Dixiecrats, that want to sit up here, and I name them, Webb and Warner, and some people say Representative Bobby Scott got Blue Rawley down in Tidewater because he's not doing the wishes of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, when you have somebody like Senator Lambert that was there, that was bringing money into the city of Richmond, now it seems like the mayor, who's a Democrat, he can't get some of his money to the Richmond, and Tim Kaine is supposed to be head of the Democratic Party. What's going on? I'm not the brightest person, but can you help me?
Can
you help me, Mike?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, help me.
Well, what can I say? You know what
I'll hang up and listen. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks for your time.
Well, actually, what you're saying is it's just not right.
Yes. Well, let's talk about this now. When you get in office, what we're not going to have, and I'm saying that positively because I think you're going to get elected. But here's my question. Are you willing to take a stance publicly when you know something funky's going down in the council?
Yes, absolutely. I am not a politician. I'm not a politician. I'm a citizen, and I care. I'm not looking to get reelected. When I do get elected, I'll hit the ground running. And if I see something wrong, even among the other council members, I will speak my mind.
Now, will you take it to the media?
I would take it to the media. If it was a point of getting my integrity or my position on record, I would definitely speak out about that.
Now, you have a large African-American constituency in Churchill, is that right?
Absolutely.
Now, they have some preconceived notions about representation. How will you overcome those type of obstacles?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to get that you're going to be there for the people,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to rise above what the preconceived racial barriers or... You follow what I'm saying?
I do, but it's something that I don't understand, because from day one since I've been in Churchill, when I bought that little house, people were just people. It wasn't, I was white, it was they were black. I mean, they were my neighbors, they were my friends. So, you know, I would just hope that people would see me as a human being. I don't think they're, you know, I don't believe in racial barriers. I don't.
All right, let's take this next call. Call, are you there?
Yes.
All right, ahead. You got Ms. Dina Lewis on. She is representing, running for the 7th district in the council. Go ahead and let her have it. Tell her what's on your mind.
Let me have it.
Yes. Does your area cover the riverfront?
Part of it does cover the riverfront, yes.
What about that development that they're trying to get down there?
About Echo Harbor?
I believe that's it.
Yeah, that's the name of the development that's kind of buzzing around right now. What's your question about that?
How big a development is it?
It It is a large development. I'm not sure what the unit size is, but it's a combination hotel space, luxury condos, restaurants, etc.
Is it on the drawing board, or has it been finalized?
No, nothing's been finalized. I've seen some rudimentary drawings, but they're really not showing what the entire view of the project is. And the big controversy with that is that, like, if you're up on Libby Hill, and if you're looking down at the James, and that the James is the view that named Richmond. You know, that's where Richmond got its name. But if you're looking at Libby Hill, from where that development plans to be put and with the height of it, it's going to cut off the view of the James River there. So that's the big controversy about it. You know, do I think that it would be a good development? Absolutely. You know, do I think it would bring jobs into Richmond? Absolutely. But there's also something about that view. You know, I like the development. I really respect that those folks want to come and spend the money here, but I think they picked a very bad place to do it because that's a historic location. It's a historic view. If it were a little farther down the river, a little up the river, I don't think it would be an issue. But they've chosen something where they have to achieve a certain height in order to make it cost effective, and that height is going to cut away the view of the James River there.
Okay, is Fulton Bottom in your district?
Parts of Fulton Bottom, yes.
Yeah, I drove through there. They have you were talking about affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
A big undeveloped area being used as a park, like they have disco, frisbee golf,
mm-hmm.
The bicycle thing with all the bumps, and vast empty field. It seems like they're using that like a buffer.
Mm-hmm.
Against the development they already have down there.
Are you kind of like tying that into the Echo Harbor thing?
No, this is just, I was just wondering if it was under your...
What I'll do is I'll go ahead and write that down and I'll take a look at it. That's something I'm not familiar with.
And then former residents, they have like a makeshift... meeting area down there. I think they were trying to get an official park down there. That would be a nice situation, I believe.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and take a look into it. Thank you.
And one more. The baseball thing they're trying to put down in Chaco.
You mean the stadium?
Area.
Yeah, that's not going to happen there anymore. They're looking at a little further upriver for that. So it's not going to be in the bottom anymore.
Well, they always connect the slave museum to the development.
Mm-hmm.
Can the museum be developed by? On its own, or does it always have to be connected to the stadium?
No, it wouldn't have to be connected to the stadium at all. Actually, I'm very... I grew up loving museums since I was a little kid, and I think that having a museum that details that whole slave trail up through there and the history of that and everything that happened thereafter, I think that the bottom would be a good location for that. You know, where it's happened and in the heart of Richmond, I think that would be a good story to tell.
Two more items.
Mm-hmm.
They're building a bike trail down on Dock Street.
Mm-hmm.
The city is in for... Well, it was in the Free Press a couple of weeks ago. They're developing a bike trail. So far, it's 2.some million.
Mm-hmm.
But to connect it to the in Rico Park, they got to go about 5 more million
mm-hmm.
to finish the trail. And this past year, they couldn't even sponsor Parks and Recreation over the summer. So somebody ain't keeping an eye on what's going on in City Hall, it seemed like.
Yeah, well, if there's been one thing, I've always been a good budget manager, and I'll take a look at that with a fine tooth comb.
What's your background or education?
Education? I'm a high school graduate. I'm a self-taught artist, but that's you know, I mean, just going through high school hasn't stopped me in things that I've wanted to do. I managed two very successful, very large real estate firms for 6 years.
Oh, okay.
And I managed a financial planning firm for 4 years. Being an artist, to have a very business and economic brain is a rarity, but I've done well with all of those.
Down on Dock Street, there's a trailer by the cement factory.
Mm-hmm.
There's a graffiti artist going around town, you know, doing his graffiti thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it there. Well, it's popping up more, and it seemed like they have a graffiti number I'm supposed to call, but it seemed like if policemen are patrolling the area, they would notice it too. Patrol.
I think they would, and I do think that the police department keeps an eye on that, because a lot of that is gang related. It's not like a whole bunch of artists out there with spray cans doing it. You know, there is a number to call, and I've gone ahead and sent out emails to the department that takes care of that, because whenever I see it, you know, believe me, I appreciate the art, and graffiti art is an art, but you know, on somebody's concrete walkway, on somebody's fence or something like that, it's inappropriate. And the police, I honestly think that they've got a huge job on their hands as it is. And I think they are watching that kind of thing, but there's a lot that we have to do as citizens to kind of make sure that these things are taken care of. Like, you've got more eyes than I do. I mean, you know everything that's going up and down on Dock Street. So, you know,
I just drive through there getting to Montrose Heights or something like that.
Oh, yeah, me. And I was up and down Government Road, and, you know, I saw this huge thing of graffiti on the side, and then I was driving around down on 36th Street, and I saw the same trail of this person going all the way up to 30th. And, you know, must have had a couple of spray cans with him on that day. But I called, and the city took care of it within a week. So, I only have two eyes, the police, they've got the same thing there. So, you know, as citizens, we need to step up and just let them know that there's a problem. And if the city doesn't get back to you in time, bug them again. Send them a note, send them a letter, call your council person. Somebody's going to get out there and take care of it.
All right, caller, let us jump in here, and we're going to try and get somebody else on, too. I'm sure other folks are calling him on again. We appreciate all your calls.
Thank you, too.
And make sure you vote for Ms. Lewis.
They're going to have a group meeting or something, or a town, you know, among the...
Yes. Yeah. There are going to be a lot of things announced. There's some things that are planned for October right now. Hopefully, we're going to get everybody together that's running for city council, and you know, get a lot of people there so they can ask us questions and get to know us. So go ahead and look in the paper. You know, and if you see something, come on by. Make the time in your schedule to come.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was a good conversation.
It was a good conversation.
He had a lot of questions. Well, you know, I was thinking while he was talking, you were talking about the river and what's going on down there. How's that going to affect property values and things going on in your district, in Churchill?
You mean the proposed development for Echo Harbor?
Yeah.
I think it's in the development stage, so I really don't know. You know, personally, I think it would be a great development, but I think they picked the wrong spot for it. You know, that view from Libby Hill tells the story of Richmond, you know, how it was named. That's an important part of our history. I think they just picked a bad spot for it. You know, it's a beautiful spot down there on the river, but, you know, it It's all intertwined. It is.
Let me ask you this. If you had one thing you wanted to get done, the one thing you would want to complete during your term, what would that be?
There's one thing that I'm very pro-development, but I'm for responsible development. If we've got some of these companies coming in that are spending millions of dollars on developing these properties, multi-unit condos, luxury condos, things like that, they're also getting tax breaks from the city. What I'd like to do is I'd like to set something in place to where if these folks are getting tax breaks from the city, is they're going to have to put aside a couple of affordable units inside those buildings.
Okay.
I mean, these condos may go for $300,000, but can you or I, you know, afford a $300,000 condo? They should have a percentage of affordable housing in those units, or put aside money into a fund to restore some old houses, or put money into a fund that's going to build affordable houses in the community. So if these folks are coming in and spending the money, which is wonderful, but they're getting tax breaks from the city, they should put aside a certain amount of housing units or put aside some money that's going to build affordable housing in the community. That's one of the big things that I'm for.
Now, how do you intend to affect that?
You put it into law. You put it into law.
So you think you'll get council's buy-off on that?
I think for development purposes and for the health of Churchill in the 7th District, yes.
Let me ask you this. Concerning mothers and children up in the Churchill area, which, how will you help those children? What will you do that basically will help them come to understand that they have a great place to live? They just need to do something. But before you answer that, let me take this phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
I'd like to ask the question. Do y'all pay spirits in the evening?
Say that one more time.
Do y'all pay spirits like in the evening?
No. No,
I don't think so.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I missed them, though. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. But go ahead.
Oh, for mothers and their children, there was one thing that was very instrumental in my life. Is my parents, from the time that I was a little girl, they read to me. And they took the time with me, but even before I got into kindergarten, I could read and write. And they spent time instilling the value that an education is a remarkable thing. And I think we've got to start at mothers and fathers taking more time with their children. And you know, it's a tough world there. Sometimes you got to work two or three jobs, and if I was a mom and I didn't have a husband to take care of the family, believe me, I'd be out there doing it. So I may not have to have all that time to spend with my children. And then you've got to, you know, maybe the schools are taking up some of the slack with that. I'd like to see more after school programs and mentoring programs and tutoring programs. But with that, a lot of volunteers are going to have to come forward, you know, because maybe the city can't do everything. Again, I would have to go in and see how much the city budget would allow for something like that. But going back to the stimulus package, a ton of that $58 million has been allocated for the education in the Richmond area. So, you know, my job would be to make sure that a lot of that $58 million went to the kids that are in Churchill in the 7th District.
Well, listen, we'd like to thank you for being on.
Thank you, too. This was fun. Didn't know I was going to be on the air.
We'll get you into the out there at the reunion.
Reunion's going to be fun. Going to meet that guy. That'd be nice.
And once you're elected, we'll get you back on for some real talk again.
If I hear that intimidating voice of yours on the radio asking me to come in, believe me, I'm going to get down here.
All right. Well, that's Miss Dina Lewis. We're going to get with her next time. You folks get out, see her at the reunion going on in Church Hill. And right now I'm going to return back to breaking Mr. McKeachin all some proper, because he just don't get it, because he ain't got it. Folks, let me tell you something. I was just sitting here reading. You know what I'm saying?